My name is Tim Anderson. I organise the gaming meeting talk. I'm also a principal game developer. I'm using my Nintendo Wii Remote to control the presentation, so hopefully it will work. It hasn't been tested very well. Well, I actually injured myself on the Wii earlier this week, so... the reason I started to run this mini-comp is because, basically, there's a belief out there that open source gaming can't compete with commercial gaming. And even people who are 100% open source in every other area think gaming is the one area where there can't be open source developers. I'd also like to show that commercial gaming companies are using open source to help reduce their costs, leverage community, and do lots of cool stuff. I'd also like to do this because the gaming console are some particularly closed platforms. They're designed to entertain your licensing to use most of the time. And this is what people want to do with their trusted computing on normal computers. So we've got an example of what could happen if the PC people are careful. And also, gaming is the number one reason why people at home don't remove Windows. Games only run on Windows and they like their games, so they can't remove Windows. So I'm running this to promote open source gaming and game development, show there's an active large community and there's plenty of people out there doing really cool stuff. Bring game developers together because the gaming community seems to be very fragmented, and to actually get them together with non-game developers, people doing Linux kernel stuff, all these things affect gaming, but often there's not very much communication back to them, especially artists, for a good example. We've actually got one or two talks which will be specific. I was wanting to help increase cooperation and I want to show off on the board. I'm using only a remote, but not what that is. So this is our program. The program is printed in your little booklet. We'll have most of the things about 30, 35 minutes with 10 minutes question time. We have a panel which is going to ask you questions about licensing. We've got Rusty Russell, Chris McCormick. There's lots of cool stuff, so please stay for the whole day. Tell your friends to come along and stuff like that. We've also had a large stand at Open Day. We'll have PyDad, Setmania. We've got a whole bunch of DDR maps that we're going to set up Linux and play on them. We have Threats on Fire. If you haven't seen that, it's kind of like Guitar Hero and the keyboard. There'll be Westnock, there'll be people doing strange stuff with Wiimote. There's Rolling Talks, and there'll be free food. Obviously, the gaming mini-comp can organise that, but there is free food. But then we will be where that purple pink area is. That's program art for it. We really need help running the mini-comp, and there's about three people so far, and we really need wireless keyboards. If you've got a wireless keyboard, come along, bring it out. We'll look after it, make sure it doesn't get walked off to somebody else. If you've got large screens, especially Sydney sizes, if you can bring a television screen or anything like that, please contact me and bring it along. There'll be lots of open source developers there on the day. I think there's around 300 registered people who are coming to Linux conference that will be there. So please help us run a really brilliant demonstration for them. Projectors also would like to project people playing and searching themselves on VR onto big screens for everybody to watch. Computers with 3D hardware working underlying it. That would be really, really good. This is just a plug for my project. My project is Thousand Parsec, and I'm going to announce today that we're starting an AI programming contest. There's cool prizes that you can win there, a bunch of swag and stuff, so definitely go and check it out. I've been tracking on about Thousand Parsec during lightning calls, so feel free to come along then. Both these lightning calls and the main lightning calls. So I'm going to hand over to Paul, who's going to give a talk about Python and Big World, which are MMORPG companies.